Surviving Life with the Vambillies is about a Christian perspective on everyday challenges surrounding work, family, and marriage.
The aim of this program is to equip you through the use of scripture with the right survival tools for life and all that it brings. Today, we are talking about flags. We all love flags, right? We're specifically focusing on red flags and white flags. What are you focusing on? So we're going to use dating as an example of how we can be so one color of the flag focused that we don't even see the actual flag, right?
Yeah.
What do we mean by that, babe? Take us through that.
You know, I wish we could invite the whole of Twitter's community to come and sit here because they seem to specialize in red flags. Mm. You know, we're living in a society right now where I think our society has just discovered trauma and is trying to deal with it by taking all the information they can, mixing it up to a point where it doesn't make sense anymore. Mm. And instead of us using information to build, we've now been using information to break, you know, and you'll find people who are red flag specialists. This guy's probably went to a red flag school. I'm sure in that school as you enter, there's just like a red flag waving the whole time. And they teach you how to find red flags. You know, so if they're in a relationship and they have a fight, it's a red flag. You're not supposed to be there. You know, if they date someone, they went on a date and the person runs late, maybe they stay in South Africa and there was load shedding, which means electricity caused traffic. But no, it's a red flag. If the person didn't show up, you know, on time on the first date, it's a red flag.
Yeah.
So they've got all these reasons and those reasons never end up in building. It always ends up in you walking away. It always ends up in you finding suspicion. It always ends up in a reason why not to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a culture that has red flags for everything. Mm-hmm. If you go on their page and the picture looks like this, it's a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
It must mean that they are 4, 5, 6. Get away from that. You know, and it's not realistic.
Mm-hmm.
There is no human being whose everything is right.
Yeah.
You know, if I dated my wife with like a red flag checklist,
ooh,
I wouldn't be married. I wouldn't have great children. I wouldn't have built this beautiful life. And I believe, you know, even though, you know, I'm probably better than her.
In what, the red flags?
In the red flags,
never,
you know.
Never.
You know, my, I didn't have so many red flags, you know.
He was an entire human red flag.
I was a human red flag.
He was like painted white and
with
there was like a red shawl blowing on this side.
You know, if we dated each other with this red flag mindset, we wouldn't have given each other space to heal, space to grow, space to become. We would have abandoned the roles were called to play in each other's lives, you know? Now, you go on the social media platforms, you are not called to fix anybody, you know? You're not a fixer, blah, blah, blah. Woman, man, whoever you are, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
If you were raised by a male and a female, there's something that's out of place. There's a character that you think is fine. There's something that your family does that you think is okay. Like my wife's family, for example, you know, they wake up at a certain time, which for me would have probably been a red flag.
Yeah.
You know, and we wake up at a certain time,
red flag,
which for them would probably be a red flag.
Very red flag. Right.
Yet, coming together brought us that balance. There are things that I had to balance in her life. And there are even bigger things that she had to balance in my life. And when we thought, I mean, there were seasons where I thought, man, who did I marry? You know, and I'm sure there were seasons where she thought, man, this cannot be him.
Yeah.
But being willing to look past the red flags and really get to know the person, you learn that some of the things you think are red flags are not even flags at all.
Yeah, and this thing, especially when we're talking about, you know, dating, there's a lot of people who want to get married, there's people, but there's nobody and all of that, right? The thing is, no one is a finished work as long as you're alive.
Mm-hmm.
Friendships, relationships, children, whatever. And there's this thing that goes around a lot, especially on Twitter. Oh, I'm not here to raise you. I'm not your mom. I'm not this. I'm not that. But we're all called to be our brother's keeper.
Mm.
So whether we're in a platonic relationship, whether we're in a family relationship, whether we're in a romantic relationship, we're actually called to walk a journey with each other that builds us, that affects our character, that shows us our own red flags. You know, sometimes you read these lists that we create about, oh, friendship red flags, bam, bam, bam. Relationship red. I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm an entire red flag. Like, I'm a red flag. Stay away from me completely.
Mm.
I think it's the idea that you have made it as a person. And what I mean by that is I'm finished with who I am. And it's a sort of narrative as young people that we say a lot these days. Oh, I'm aware of who I am. I'm good with that, right?
Yes.
But the truth is, as long as we're alive, there's always so much you need to learn about. Even right now, you know, Danny spoke so nicely about red flags that he overlooked, right? But that doesn't mean I'm not a red flag now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, being married as long as we are is the smallest bit for somebody else.
Yeah.
There's someone that's been married 50, 60 years. And, you know, they'll look at us and say, oh, there's still so much that they need to work on. You know, in 20 years' time, we will look back on ourselves now. And be like, yo, but the red flag's there.
Mm.
And so the issue with being red flag focused is it does not allow for grace, right? So we're not talking about situations where the relationship is abusing you. You've got parents that are misusing you, siblings, friends. That's not what we're talking about. But we're talking about the fact that perfection is only in the Lord. And we are so obsessed with perfection. You know, you must go on this many friendship trips. If you don't have this many dates in a three-month period, it's a red flag. But the truth is, people change.
Yes.
Friends change. There are people you meet the first time and you just don't like her.
Mm.
You're like, I'm not sure about her. But 10 years down the line, that's your children's godmother.
Mm.
It doesn't mean just because you saw something that made you feel like, ugh, that's where it will stay forever. So we have to differentiate between a red flag and a check in your spirit.
Mm.
There's a difference. Society will give you a bunch of red flags, but maybe there's no check in the spirit, right?
Yes.
And rather being led by the spirit more than the red flags. I often say, if someone is not walking with you can be anything, can be marriage, can be friendship, whatever. If someone is not walking with you by revelation, that is dangerous. Because even Jesus said, who do you say that I am? It wasn't about, oh, I know I'm God, so you must listen to me because I'm... If you don't see the God in me, we will not walk the way we're supposed to, right?
Mm.
So I remember, because we're in such a red flag, you know, society, there were red flags, obviously, in my relationships, friendships, whatever. But I remember knowing that by revelation, I'm supposed to be here. That's the difference maker. The fact that this person may not be perfect. They might not be the perfect manager for your business in terms of, you know, they're not really there with their self-awareness or their relationship with God or whatever. But what is your word for who must manage your business?
Mm-hmm.
Put the red flags aside and go on the word. What is the word?
Mm-hmm.
Your sibling may not be perfect in how they do what they do, but what is the word, the conviction you have about how you're supposed to walk with your sibling?
Mm-hmm.
Because if we do the red flag, red flag, red flag, It informs our lives. We only see, I guess you could call it the negative.
Yeah.
But there's negative and positive in everything. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, what do you focus on? What do you put your attention on? And that's how it informs even who we are. So I'm going to look at scripture for that little bit I said there. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18 says, "And we all, with unveiled faces, contemplate the Lord's glory and are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." So as we gaze upon Jesus, we become like Jesus. How many scripture says focus on all things that are good and loving and true? And why does it say that? Because the opposite exists.
Yes.
And if that takes your time, if that takes your spirit space, if that takes your mind space, that's all you live in. It's like saying some people can be so demon focused, right? We've spoken of red flags in relationships, but some people are so demon focused with the spirit walk, you no longer see God because your space has corrupted your idea of the spirit realm. Because all you're constantly seeing is, oh, this one hexed this one. This one, you know, bewitched this one. But do you know that God created that witch? They are not more powerful than God. And so as you behold the Lord, as you behold Jesus, things in your life begin to change. And we actually see the beholding when Jacob and Laban do the spotted animal thing, where Jacob was told, take the animals and make them behold a certain leaf, they will be transformed by what they are beholding. There was a physical transformation that took place when Jacob was instructed to put the animals under a certain plant to be manipulated a certain way. So we have to be careful with the kind of information that is entering our spirit space.
Continuously.
Continuously. We are bombarded with red, 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 red. And then we are unhappy in where we are in life. I thought by now I would be this, 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 this. Well, in a world that tells you in all you want, watch out for this, 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 there's no room for growth.
Yes.
You will grow in that job. You will grow in that relationship. Your manager will grow. Your helper will grow. Let's quickly talk about helpers. So many people have fired helpers because she broke a glass. But it's your house and you broke a glass.
Yeah.
I've broken several glasses in my house. And remember, we're not talking about the big things like this person is abusive to whatever you've left in their care. That's not what I'm talking about. We know people who have gone through 20 helpers in the house because as soon as the iron burns that shirt, out.
Yeah.
Right? No
sometimes
grace.
Sometimes there's something wrong with your iron.
Yeah,
buy a new iron.
Iron.
You know?
Don't get rid of the person. They're actually a good steward of what God has given you, right? God can give you someone who is a good steward of your heart. God can give you someone who is a good steward of your business, a good steward of your family. But because all the red flags keep popping up, there's no grace to understand that this person, just like me, this idea that I'm okay and you're wrong, it's so problematic. This person is flawed just like me. Did I break a glass? You know, and I'm actually going to use this example that actually happened with us. So 3-4 years ago now, I saw my daughter. We had a glass table. She was 2 years old. The night before the incident, she was on the glass table. And I said to her, get off that table. You're going to hurt yourself. But she was doing the tooth thing. So she got off, but I knew that she's going to get back on. So the very next day, she ended up really hurting herself on that table. And when I got home to take her to the doctor, the nanny was panicking because you could see she had that look like this happened on my watch. So when I asked my daughter, because she was already speaking, I said, what happened? She said, Mommy, I'm sorry. I climbed on the table. Auntie told me to get off the table, but I didn't, and I fell. In that moment, I was like, but I saw this girl doing it last night. I told her not to do it. The nanny was expecting that we would fire her. She was ready to go. But I can tell you 4 years later, If we are able to do anything we do, it's because God has blessed us with that woman.
We have to be very aware and very careful to not kill people who were meant to help grow. You know, some of you, you are so harsh. You are so quick to take long-lasting decisions in moments where there should be grace, in moments where it's learning curves, even for you as a parent, as a businessman, as a businesswoman. And we need to go back to a mindset. In Hebrews 12, verse 14, this is specific really for believers. Continually pursue peace with everyone and the sanctification without which no one will ever see the Lord. That sanctification process has falling in it. It has missteps.
Mistakes.
It has mistakes. It has different levels of growth. You can't find someone who's crawling when you're walking and say, this one, I can't do anything with them. We disqualify people because of their backgrounds. We disqualify people. Some say, oh, I'm from a family where, you know, everyone's married. You come from a single parent family. So you could find that the person from the single parent family is a better human being than you because they saw hardship and appreciate marriage more. You understand? So stop concluding on matters without consulting God. Conclude God's conclusion. See how God is judging that scenario. And on the basis of God's judgment, come back down and deal with that situation. You don't have to be someone who, remember, you see the physical. God sees the heart. So sometimes when you want to deal with things from what you're seeing and you go back to God to consult him, he can show you the hidden things of the heart. He can show you, no, this person actually, it's not that they don't like you. It's that they were not raised to trained to do this well. So we have to discern things, especially when the things look like our traumas. Some of you, the things you call red flags and you run away from, let me say, for example, your parent was in a financially abusive relationship. Now, if you find someone who's building their lives and they're not yet financially stable, you connect them to your father who was financially irresponsible and say, oh, I won't put myself in that situation again. Meanwhile, God is calling you to build with a partner. God is actually saying, no. This isn't some lazy person. This is someone who's starting. And I want you and this person to build something new. The same thing happens. Let's say you meet a woman who is still young. She's still growing. And you just decide, oh, she can't cook, you know. Put her in a culinary school or something. But don't delete the whole person because the person can't cook. What if they come from an environment where they had maids? They were raised in a way that, you know, they didn't have to learn to cook. So we delete people without really asking the Lord, who is this person in future? What am I meeting versus where they are going? How can we build together? Everything is not a red flag.
That is true.
Everything is not a red flag. There's a scripture also that speaks about not despising the days of small beginnings. Yeah. You Instagram generation, you want to get everything done. You want perfect pictures.
Microwave.
Instagram is causing envy. You'll find couples that built, and you want someone who'll just come and give it to you instead of you building up. Some of you, and I remember this story when, unfortunately, a very big actor, Shauna Ferguson, passed away. And everyone was posting his wife, who looks great, you know, they were a very active couple. And I remember just being upset to say, you want your wife to be like Shona Ferguson's wife, but you mistreat yours. You won't pay for gym. You won't live a healthy lifestyle with them. You don't buy healthy food at home, you know, but you want a certain outcome. We have to be sure that we are building at home what we want out of our partners. We are investing in ourselves. Don't go tell your children about other people's children. What are you investing in your children?
Yeah, and also get informed, okay? Talk to people who have done that thing for many years, whatever that thing is. Ask them, did you start like that? And that is the well of wisdom. The Bible speaks of speaking to elders, okay? Speak to elders in that thing. Speak to elders in marriage. Speak to elders in business. Speak to parents who are parenting children much older than yours. And ask them, how was it? Sometimes you will have parents who had the most wayward children. Anyone would have said, kick this one out. And the Lord gave them a grace to wait. Today, those children are so, so reputable. They love people. They love God. They are passionate about what they do. We need to stop throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Yes.
And understand that God is perfecting a work in all of us, no matter what we are doing, whether we are married or we are single or we're in business. God is perfecting the work. See the person how God sees that person. Let's go back to Revelation. What does God see about this person? That's how you should see them. Information either transforms or deforms. But you are being formed by what's coming in. Be careful what's coming in, because it will inform what you believe. God is so just. It's a justice we cannot understand. Because in the issue of the woman who was caught in adultery, if Jesus could stand before the adulterous woman and the Pharisees and everybody, and he said she was righteous, it means that some of our red flags are just righteousness in the eyes of Jesus. And we need to begin to see the adulterous woman through the eyes of Jesus. We need to be able to
the
see
white flag.
The white flag. What is the white flag in that redness, right?
Yes.
We would really love to encourage you. Don't miss out on the most beautiful experiences of your life with people, destiny helpers that God has brought in your wake because you were looking at what was wrong. We encourage you instead to look for what is right in Christ Jesus.
We believe God is working in you.
Working in us.
Working in us. Working in our leaders. Working in our followers. So let's show each other those white flags. Let's keep praying for each other and trust that God will see the work through.
Thank you for joining us on Surviving Life with the Van Billies.
Remember that you can join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. to hear the entirety of the show, 30 minutes uninterrupted.
And tomorrow from 11 to 1 p.m., you can tune in for our discussions where we get to hear from you and discuss the topic further.
You can WhatsApp us during the live show using 071-364-0376 so that we can hear your opinions, your thoughts, and of course your experiences, and play your voice notes live on air.
And on social media, you can also get us on IG under Impact 103 to be exact. You can also find us on Facebook on Impact Live.
And our personal pages, Surviving Life with the Van Billies, you can just type in at the Van Billies and join all our discussions there as well.
We look forward to having these discussions with you on a weekly basis. Myself, Danny Van Billy, and with my lovely wife,
Letitia Van Billy. This is us signing off. Until next week.
Goodbye.